Welcome to another episode of Nerdacious Behavior, where we talk about all things wellness and dating. I'm here with your host, Yvette, and I'm Autumn.
I'm waving. Hi.
Wave to the mic. Wave to the mic. Oh, that's great.
Happy full moon in Gemini.
Yes, that's crazy.
That's fun. This is the last full moon of the decade happening while we're recording this on Thursday, which is the day before it's uploaded. Hot. This is a hot podcast right off the press.
Yeah, it is. And we normally don't. We celebrate full moons pretty big time. And this is like a holiday to us every month. So this one is huge. And it's.
I decorated until like 4 o'clock in the morning. And then we watched a movie. I don't know. It was a. But the clouds were great.
Yeah.
Beautiful day, really gloomy, gorgeous.
It was beautiful. It was great. And then
watched such a good movie. Nice. I really like that movie. What was it called? Do you remember?
It was
Smart? Get Smart.
Get Smart.
Yeah. Oh, it's from like 2008. I thought it was so cute and funny. I had never even heard of it before because I live under a rock. On Netflix?
We watched it on, was it Amazon?
Was it Netflix or Amazon? I don't know.
I don't know. But I'm sure.
Check those out.
Yeah. Anyway.
It had Steve Carell, and he's really funny, and The Rock, and it was like the best, it's like my favorite spy movie I've ever seen, I think. Not that I like spy movies, so.
I do. I'm a 007 fan. Mm. Even the classics. I just love that shit. And the old Cary Grant, the cat burglar, and like,
yeah, I'm not into any of that.
Some of them are really old, but yeah,
okay. So, for an actual spy movie fan, what'd you think?
I thought it was cute, it was like a bubbly spy movie,
mm-hmm.
You know, intentionally that way. It was good,
it's very silly,
it was good, yeah. And I love him, so that's
mm-hmm.
Just him. Oh, just his face when he's trying to be serious is like the best. Like that expression, everybody knows what I'm talking about. That one expression, mm-hmm. He's got that. He's nailed it. What did we? So the numeral thing about the moon. I wanted that was like
well, it's December, so it's the 12th month, and then the full moon came on the 12th day, and then supposedly it like became full at 12:12, but I don't know where in the world it was 12:12 when that happened, because it's not, I don't know how that stuff works, but lots of 12s, and I was excited because I've already been like blah 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 about the 12 days of Christmas,
mm-hmm.
So that was fun.
Yeah, we Christmas out this freaking house, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that was another thing we did last night. Light garlands. Like, we definitely looked like the people that have been wanting to have Christmas come.
Well,
because
we decorated, a couple weeks ago, and it was cute, but I was like, it's not Christmassy enough for me.
I know. Let's do more.
And now I'm finally satisfied.
Yeah. When you look around the house, apparently, and see, at least in the kitchen, any main living area, mm-hmm. If you look around it and see something that is not Christmased out, mm-hmm. I think she doesn't feel like it's Christmas enough, is what we came up with. And, like, there is so much snowflakey, like, light up.
Garlands,
sparkle,
and
shimmers
trees.
Everywhere. I'm not complaining. I love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. I mean, we're walking through the store and I'm wearing an elf hat one second. And I found a Santa hat that had a crown on it.
I think we need to go back and buy that and the tie. I've been thinking about some things that we didn't buy at the dollar store.
That would have been cute to put on the dogs for pictures. The tie.
The tie, yeah.
Yes. Like, on Jock?
Yeah, no. We'll go back, buy a couple more dollars. Dude, the dollar store has Christmas decorations. Like, what? And if you just have bit of creativity
I
and
told
a hot
you.
Glue gun, forget about it.
See? What?
Yeah, that was exciting. I don't frequent dollar stores. Not that I'm above them. I don't frequent stores much.
I'm the outworld.
I'm outside of store. I've always been really anti-capitalism and, like, consumerism, I guess, is my thing. So I don't like shopping or going to stores or being a cog in the consumer machine. I mean, you have to, because, like, you have to eat food and stuff. So I don't get out of it completely. I'm not like a farmer. Although if you're Amish and listening, then you're a bad Amish, and to be your wife.
And that's great.
I'd be so into that simple life. I think. I don't know. The Amish take it a bit far with like the no electricity and stuff. But maybe like the Mennonites.
Without your fucking laptop. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, we did say bye bye to nerdacious behavior, but like, I'm pretty into the idea of, I don't know.
Don't worry.
Simple living.
I won't go live with Amish people and just give up on everybody. That part's not going to happen for sure. I might get stuck, like, in one of those cottages at some point or something in need of some rescue. They say that, well, actually.
Are you calling my new Amish family kidnappers?
Yes, I am.
What? Is that a thing?
Have you seen on, on TV, it's like, I escaped the Amish country or something?
No.
Yes.
Oh, I gotta watch that.
It was really terrifying. I'm sorry. For anyone that I may be insulting, but that's which just scares me.
They're not listening.
I do really appreciate their furniture.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, would you sit around and like make $5,000 mattresses sewn by hand and epic, beautiful furniture? The nicest mattress in the mattress store down the street from my house was made. I can't remember if it was Amish or Mennonites, but it's like, yeah. Thousands of dollars, and it's like laying on a pile of clouds. It's glorious. And it's hand sewn.
It's like laying on a pile of clouds.
Super into it.
Absolutely. Well, so with the 12-12-12, that was something that had a strong amount of synchronicity, and then
it lots was of 12s.
Also supposed to be about not denying things that need to come in focus, to my understanding.
Willful denial, I think, is how I would.
Yeah, willful denial. And
praise that.
For creating and manifesting a new future.
Well, no, because the full moon is all about, like, releasing, right? The new moon is about, like, manifesting and intentions and stuff. But this was talking about, like, letting these truths that you're not dealing with come to the surface and like just tackle them head on so that you can be deliberate and actually choose the future.
Yeah.
The future that you want and like be purposeful and deliberate and sort of have awareness about that choice process. And
yeah. But it was about also creating. This moon was about creating, even though it was a...
It always talks about, like, releasing this stuff so that you can manifest, blah, blah, gotcha. Blah, blah, blah. But, like, the thing about full moons is supposedly, I don't know who decided this, releasing. And this is, yeah, the one in Gemini. I don't know. It was mostly about denial and stepping into truth and... sort of dealing. What did it say? That your these uncomfortable truths will actually become like your friends.
Yeah.
After you deal with them and push through them.
Yeah. So that's a little nice. I mean, at least this uncomfortableness that we're not dealing with, apparently we're going to be friends with. I don't know. Is that mean the girl you from high school that I've never gone along with? No, I'm just kidding.
If you actually, like, deal with it head on. Otherwise, it'll just stay the elephant in the room, it said.
That's what it was. Elephant in the room. I love that term. Maybe it's pink elephants and they're flying. If they are,
I picture a pink elephant with little tiny baby purple wings, actually, when they say elephant in the room.
Really? It's probably from Dumbo. You know when he gets drunk accidentally?
I gotta watch Dumbo again.
Watch Hello. Isn't that crazy? Talk about kid movies.
It's a good movie. I haven't seen it in a long time.
It's funny that the cartoon gets drunk and sees things.
They don't have cartoons like that anymore, huh? Although, there's a new character on Sesame Street who is, I want to say, a foster child whose parents are drug addicts. And I think they're addicted to prescription pills. I know, it's on Sesame Street. I was pretty confused.
Right. Well, I'm not confused by that at all, because have you seen how crazy that Sesame Street looks like? The Grouch, or they used to, like, jump out of the trash can and have a beer in his hand in the originals.
A beer?
Yeah, he was. Remember, he had a can in his hand, and he's like, ah, the Grouch.
God, I don't remember that.
He was the drunk old Grouch.
I mean, I know he was grouchy. Mm-hmm. It was a Chappelle line. Bitch, I live in a fucking trash can.
I love that. Oh, God, I love Chappelle.
That was a really funny episode.
We could have a whole episode on just how much I love Chappelle.
I don't need your love, honey. I beat my dick like it owes me money. That was such a funny sketch. Oh, so good.
Oh, God. You're all right.
Yeah, I also love Chappelle a lot. When I was in the hospital, I watched, my dad brought like a TV with a DVD player, like in the TV, and the full, all the Chappelle shows ever.
Aww.
And I just watched those on repeat. Did healing meditations.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, my dad's the best. Yeah. Good, he did.
So, just curious, I know everybody, like, it's, everybody's having crazy times right now, it seems like, because of the holidays. They always fly by really quickly, too.
I know, so. Too fast. I want more Christmas carols, more Christmas cheer. I gotta order a Christmas sweater. Anyway.
More Christmas.
I don't know if it's because like my Halloween was so garbage this year.
That's
and then New Year's is coming up. I have no idea what I want to do for New Year's, but it's like we're going into, the dogs are making out with Autumn. Everyone has just decided. Is it because you're drawing? Oh, you want a picture?
We're all and. Oh, now we lost one.
Blast.
Sugar. All right. Yeah, this is our life. We take selfies with our dogs even when we look like hell.
You guys are super cute, all three of you.
And that's pretty much our favorite thing to do, I would say. One of our.
So what do you think? Tops. Okay, I don't think you want to talk about your relationship with denial and truth, so I'll make it about me. What do you think I'm in denial about that I need to deal with head on? Well, it's hard because if you're in denial, you don't know you're in denial about it. That's like the thing about denial. Although this was kind of like willful denial. It was kind of like, you know you need to address this shit. I feel like I'm constantly trying to address all the things I need to.
I'd have to give that a lot of thought.
All right. Well, that's good. Maybe it's not that much, or at least it's not obvious. So I've got that going for me.
Right. That's always a good thing.
I guess so.
Absolutely.
So we were reading on Mystic Mama, which is where I go for all my astrological insights, except for I am Will Nichols, too, on Instagram. He's like a Canadian astrologer. And I'm not like, some people are like, astrology is definitely 100,000% real. I don't know what it's fun. That's for sure. And I definitely resonate with my sign. That's a thing.
I definitely agree and appreciate it.
And I just like astrology. Ritual. We were talking about that yesterday. I think I'm going to raise my kids Jewish because I love the idea of Shabbat. I love the idea of the Sabbath.
Oh, that's right. We were going on about this, too. So, yeah, it's just a great thing when you think about the fact that you have the ability to create all of what their, you know, memories and traditions are.
For your children.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, you get to, like, instill a value system. So my kids could totally be like, oh, we do Shabbat every Friday, even though I've actually never been to a Shabbat. I just really like the idea of it. And then you talked about the breaking bread thing. So they make that bread and they can't use any cutting devices.
Yeah.
Friendship bread. It's all got to be done by hand. And then the probably patriarch of the family like breaks it to start the dinner. I love that. I love it.
Me too. I think it's just really, it's really nice. It's, I like the old school, everybody sit and have dinner at least one night a week.
Yeah,
I think
that's
so important because everybody's on the go so much. I mean, I don't even know many families that even eat dinner together at all anymore. Now, that in itself, that's sad because it's like.
That is a bummer.
How many, you don't even know, no wonder none of us know what's going on with our kids. We don't even eat dinner with them. We don't even know where they are, you know? But we have to work to live and. No, we're all trying not to live to work, so it's one of those. But the holidays, I really wish that it would be more about the experience. Like, I read something, and this is just incredibly true, but especially growing up incredibly poor like I did, very rarely, rarely do you look back and remember, you know, like that. Every toy that you had got one Christmas. Mm-hmm. You know, you might remember one, but you're not going to remember every single toy.
Mm-hmm.
But you, but you definitely can remember the holiday itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
The day, if it was made to be special, the experience.
People got in a fight.
Yeah, the experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you remember. It's not what you unwrapped.
Your drunk uncle. I actually, like, almost no one in my family drinks, like, at all. So we don't have any drunk uncles. But I think they're a funny idea. I don't know. Well, probably because I don't have one.
I don't know what kind of drunk uncles you've heard of, but I don't think that sounds good at all.
I said it's a funny idea, not like I want more drunk uncles in the world. I think
like, I support just... all the gay uncles out in the world.
Why,
that's me.
Why did you go there? yeah, I definitely don't have a problem with gay uncles.
I mean, not.
What'd you say?
Wrong uncle.
You said gay uncle. Just,
well, I have
interesting
gay uncle, and he is my
favorite. That's what's going on. You love your gay uncle. Yeah. Well, that could be worse.
He's the most awesome uncle ever. Uncle Ricky and Uncle Bobby. I like. Would not nearly be as clean of a person if it was not for them. They were just, I was such an OCD child and my
So then uncle you would have been clean. What?
Yeah, but he like knew and taught me like, if you like to vacuum, because I'd get so upset as a little kid because there'd be lines on the carpet after I vacuumed. And I would, like, freak out about it because I didn't understand what OCD was, obviously.
Yeah.
And so my Uncle Ricky, because they didn't want to freaking medicate me as a little kid, he's like, this is how you vacuum where you won't have to have that. You know?
Yeah,
like,
that's funny.
He was the best uncle because he knew me and then could see where I had difficulties and he just made it better. You know? Like, he didn't make
that's
me feel weird.
Crazy or, cute. I can't even imagine.
Or awful about it or something. He just made me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every time, too. I mean, he and my Uncle Bobby, who was, they're both very stylish.
Mm-hmm.
God, so stylish. All of my mom's, like, even her best friends and stuff, super stylish. But I remember they came in and we were, me and my sisters, we'd have dance parties. And I do it with my nieces, too, which is so funny. As soon as their parents go, I'm like, you want in? They're like, dance party! Yay! You know, we blast the music and like, but on one particular time, again, the innocence of a child, I'm like pink cowgirl boots and like a shirt and I'm like dancing on the freaking table and my sisters are on the couch dancing and the radio changes and it changes to I Want to Sex You Up.
Oh no.
And that's what our uncles walked into. And oh my God, we all got our asses beat like so bad. They're like, you will not be like this in your future. And like, I want my cowgirl boots. Like, so it was, fortunately, they were just, they lived with us on and off a few different times, like if, or near us. And oh gosh, because my grandmother was OCD, he already was very familiar with it, both of my uncles.
Oh, I, sorry, that's a nice story, Autumn. Just remembered that we should tell people that this is not the second part of our interview with Chris because of technical difficulties, and maybe that will come next week. I hope.
That's true.
And that, sorry about that. Anyway.
That was a great interview.
Drunk uncles. Okay, so a thing about the holidays is I think they can be very polarizing. I think some people, especially if you're like, oh, it's my baby's first Christmas, you know, you're off in like La La Land. You're super happy. Christmas time, Christmas cheer, 100%. That's way cool. But a lot of people also have like a lot of trauma around the holidays. And it can be very like triggering, and it can be a hard time of year, especially because a lot of people don't like the weather. Is like another factor.
Oh yeah, seasonal depression.
So you got the seasonal affective disorder potential, and then like, so I know people who have been molested by their drunk uncles is also a thing, and then there, if anything bad happens any other time of the year, like it sucks, but like. If it happens around Christmas, it's like now Christmas always sucks. Like, I know someone who lost their mother right before Christmas. And that's, I bet he's not having a great month. I don't think he ever does in December.
Yeah.
So that's like a major sad face. So maybe since this is about dating and wellness, we can talk about how to stay well during the holidays. Boundaries, I think.
Yeah, and I think that if you, I mean, a lot of my family members are going to listen to this and be like, bitch, but.
I doubt any of your family members will listen to this.
Well, my mom for sure, but.
Really? Has she been listening?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Really? Oh, that's so cool. Hi, Robin.
Yeah. Hi, Mama. But I, even though I love being around my, like, some of my family members, I just can't do it, man. I've come to the decision that it's going to be one or the other. So either I'm going to come in for the holidays and I will visit and we can visit together, and I will come for Christmas and that will be, or Thanksgiving.
Maybe. Like the day.
Yeah. Come for those one days. Day. And I will do those things. Mm-hmm. And then I am not living near you.
Yeah.
Or I am going to deal with you most of the year. I'm not done because I love you very, very much, but I will not be anywhere on the holiday. Like, because, oh man, when you have that many women in, it's just. Oh.
You are one of five sisters.
Yeah, and we have two adopted sisters. So
have a bunch of kids. Seven.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about the adopted sisters.
Amy and Angie.
Oh, okay. They don't count. Nice try.
They do.
A lot of people do that. I'm not counting them.
Well, my mom had power of attorney of Amy when she was 12.
Friend Samantha has like 25 siblings as far as she's concerned. She's like,
no,
my sister, my cousin, my
just because we
I can't keep track of this.
Just because we had her
your mandala is coming out great, by the way. I'm super into that. Autumn's doodling over here.
Little off balance. My OCD is not liking that.
Okay, so maybe the answer you're saying is to just abstain from being around your family on the holidays?
Yeah. I mean, if it's going to make you miserable, I don't think we should be.
That's like I said, boundaries. Like, so that could be, I mean, that's an extreme, one extreme of a boundary. It could be less than that. It could. You know, but definitely I think boundaries are great for taking care of Humpty Dumpty and putting him back together again.
And you should make the holiday fun. Like, make your own traditions. We were talking about that the other day.
We should make cookies.
Wood and I were looking up something about the...
what is going on, Shay?
The Christmas witch, which is...
Oh, yeah. We gotta look that up.
Yeah, he researched it pretty well, but I wanna see what it there's like.
You said she comes on the January 6th?
the night of the 5th, the morning of the 6th.
Okay.
And she, it's, there's lots of history about this woman, actually. It's pretty remarkable. Like, there's mention of her in the Bible. There's mention of her, you don't get one. There's mention of her, or no, there's no mention of her in the, wait a minute. I want to make sure this is correct before I accidentally lie to everybody, but.
The legend of Bafana.
Bafana, yeah.
Thousands of years old. Sorry, I'm just reading this.
So, kids, like, I think that is such a awesome thing, like, to wait and do their stockings until the night of the 5th. So they still have something to look forward to also. But something else that's really cool about that is, like, one of the traditions was that they believed that she would come into the home and sweep the floor and before she left. And of sweeping the floor, she was also sweeping, like, all of the negative or, you know, cleansing the home. Mm-hmm. So, it's like a new old tradition.
Okay,
it's just not really well known. I didn't know, or at least I didn't know anything about it. And I want to start doing it with our kids, so.
Okay, according to OttawaItalians.com, apparently, she chased after the three wise men. So, she was like, I'm too busy with housework. I can't go to see Jesus with you. Which is such a hilarious womanly thing to
they
do.
They all say that she was cleaning all the time.
And feminists will be like, meh, 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 meh. But I'd do that. I'd be like, sorry, I can't go to the birth of Jesus. I gotta mop. Like,
it's messy up in here.
Yeah. I wouldn't even have a good time, you know, knowing that this mess is here.
Yeah.
And then the next day she realizes her mistake and she runs after them with gifts, still clutching her broom.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Is this like the first time witches have brooms?
No, but there is mention of it. So
I don't know. Now I gotta look into that someday. So yeah.
That was the next, that was the other thing that we were looking in. See, I'm telling you, the conversation would be so epic. I'm not even joking. I want to do this tradition anyway, where, so on the night of the 5th, the morning of the 6th, the kids wake up and they have their stockings hung. And of course the house would be clean anyway, but it's like, you're supposed to know that that is, to my understanding, that is the day that your home is cleansed for the new year.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to do some cleansing rituals with the family, like make sure, like almost like a spring cleaning thing. Nice. Get rid of, you know, it's a great time also to go through the toys that you know they're not playing with when they just got a whole bunch of new toys and have them choose toys that they know that they're not playing with to give to other kids.
So you want to have presents on both days?
No, I want them to go through their toys and their belongings and stuff that they know that they don't need,
mm-hmm.
that since they just were gifted mm-hmm. all these things, mm-hmm. I want them to then choose.
Give each other presents out of their stuff.
Give other children.
Okay, they're kids, not getting like, anything. Yeah. Okay, they're just deciding what to get rid of. Okay, cool.
Donation, nice, giving. Yeah.
I want to say that in Puerto Rico, you don't open your Christmas gifts until the January 6th. And they celebrate, it's called Three Kings Day.
Really?
Yeah.
See, now I want to research why that, all kinds of things about that day now.
Yeah, so my kids are going to grow up very confused.
Like, what are you guys? I don't really know. I seriously don't know. But if you look at her genealogy thing, her body don't know either.
Yeah,
so
we're everything, children.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter. Yeah, but I mean, being able to do something like that would be ideal, I think. Plus, hello, Christmas witch. How did we never
hear I know. I'll look
into it. Can we just say that right now? How is that even freaking possible? And I'd like to point out, I found this from watching a freaking movie on Amazon. I was like,
a bad Christmas movie.
Yes, too, right? Yes. Exactly. And I'm like, this can't be real. And then, totally, lo and behold,
thousands of years old.
It's freaking, yeah. And I'm like,
I'm putting it in the script for sure.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is insane. How I feel like. It just is a very good reminder that you are never actually intelligent. Fully. Yeah, you always have something to learn. Always. I don't know how many times I'm like, wow, that's just baffling how I did not freaking know that. I'm like.
So this is like an Italian tradition.
I also think that we read something else, too, about it not being just Italian. But the thing, I want to read more about the biblical thing.
She leaves candy in the stockings or coal.
Or garlic or onion.
It says coal or dark candy if they are bad. I would have been one happy bad kid.
Yeah, see, that's not what I read. I don't know about that one. That doesn't sound very... Well, maybe she might have been just really freaking nice. Seems like, you know.
I do feel like in sweeping, I sweep my problems away.
Did you ever hear about the sweeping your feet?
No.
Not supposed to sweep someone's feet or...
Why would you sweep someone's feet? That just seems incredibly rude.
Well, accidentally or whatever. Or if you do it intentionally, you will make them, like, their relationship can end. Or you can also, cause them harm, I want to say. It's like a, it's,
dude, she's Santa Claus. She comes through the chimney and everything.
Yeah, I know.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
She carries a bag or a hamper filled with candy gifts or both.
And she wears tattered black clothes, apparently.
Yeah, I did read that.
That was great about the movie. She's like, I don't understand why Santa Claus gets all these freaking warm clothes. I gotta wear this tattered crap.
What was the movie you were watching?
Christmas Witch.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, literally called that.
Oh, well, so definitely we're like, check it out.
I'd watch it again, even though it was terrible. It was terrible.
It was terrible.
But I'd definitely watch it again, because I'm one of those people that are like, yeah, you know, it just wasn't that bad, though, was it?
Okay, so speaking of things that are not terrible, Autumn got me into the Santa Clarita Diet.
Oh,
and I fell in love with the show, with my new husband, Timothy Oliphant.
Dude, like, she falls in love with these guys even on the Christmas movies. And then all of a sudden she's like, I'm following him on Instagram. I'm like, she's like, I love him. I'm like, oh my God. But yeah.
No, Timothy obsessed. Is the best though. Like the other ones are like, oh, isn't he pretty and fun? But I got so into the Santa Clarita Diet, and you weren't the first person. Like a couple people are like, you should watch that. And I just didn't, you know, I would read about it and I would look at it and I would think about it and I would never hit the play button.
See?
And then you put it on in front of me. And the same thing
I
happened
with
Wilfred.
I told you were getting addicted too.
And I fell in love. And yeah. If you're listening to this and you haven't watched it yet and you're like, isn't it that zombie thing? It is not like any zombie thing ever. It is so weird and different and
so
well written. And like, the cast is amazing, and I just love every single thing about it.
And we really want,
I know,
as
after
many
three
letters
seasons with the,
yeah, as possible to be sent to Netflix, because we need our show to have an ending.
I never wanted to be famous so bad in my life. I was like, if I was famous right now, I would be like, everybody, you must go watch Santa Clarita.
I know, me too. I'm like, everyone get on that train. If you are our fan and you care about what we care about, you will be watching Santa Clarita Diet.
You need to get those ratings up so Netflix realizes that it just took a minute for it to become a cult classic, and we're all going to watch all the seasons, and they should keep making more.
When I don't watch it anymore, which everyone's going to think is crazy, but the... What is that zombie show that everybody watches? Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Which a friend of mine's husband actually does a lot of the makeup on that.
Oh, fun.
I know. How fun. I'd be so...
Yeah, that would be
that.
Great. I love doing makeup for, like, special effects makeup, so...
Me too. It's one of my favorites, but...
Super fun.
I started watching that show before... When the first... Anyone that's seen the season one was like, you'll... you would understand, because season one is like just the lowest budget, craziness, just not good. In, you know, it had a great storyline though. And so I, you know, someone who doesn't even watch scary stuff normally because I'm such a pansy, and especially zombie stuff because that scares the shit out of me, I became obsessed with it. But then I, for whatever reason, I wasn't able, I think it was because I was in dental school, I wasn't able to like keep watching past like the middle of the second season. And I would tell everybody in my coffee shop that would come through, you gotta see this show, you gotta see this show. And they'd be like, that show sucked. Like, no one agreed with me at all. And boom, it becomes fucking huge. And then I wasn't watching it by that time anyway. So my customers would come in and they'd be like, oh my God, that you were right. It's so good, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, don't tell me I haven't seen any of it. They're like, it's been a year. Like, what are you doing with your life? You were trying to get us on this train a long time ago. I'm like, I jumped off. I got to jump back on again. But yeah, so I haven't seen it either. It's too scary, man. I don't know. I am a wuss.
I know, I can't watch Black Mirror either unless I have like a love interest that I go to bed next to at night.
Yeah. I'm like,
do you think guys have that problem ever? Is there any guy out there who's like, I can't watch Black Mirror unless there's a lady in my bed so that if I have a nightmare, I can just snuggle up against her?
I don't think I've met one.
Or they're probably out there, but they won't admit it. Like, they're not talking about it. I don't know.
I mean, guys have nightmares, so that's a thing.
Yeah, and everybody likes cuddling unless you're a monster.
Unless you're a monster. Some guys don't like cuddling. Well, people don't like cuddling. Monsters.
There are monsters among us.
Yeah.
100%.
They could be tired or hot. You know, sometimes they get hot. I'm tired. But I am like, I'm a leech when it comes to cuddle. Yeah, I'm a cuddle
whore. I don't care I can't, if it's honestly, like,
I can't, 100 I won't humid even degrees get mad in New York at City. The guy, because I'll, for sure,
I'll just lay in a puddle of someone's sweat on their chest. Is that bad?
I love that. I don't think that's bad. I do it to him all the time and he's like, I'm so sweaty, I'm so sorry. I'm like, I don't care. Like, I don't care at all. Don't try and move, though. Don't you dare get up off this bed. I got a towel right here if you really need it. But it's I am not done cuddling. Like, I am not done. And it's so funny how women are always like, I miss you so much, I want to cuddle. And guys are like, I miss you so much, I want you to blah, blah, blah. Oh. It's amazing where the... He's just cuddling, too. But I'm actually way dirtier than he is.
I think now you need to tell people that
Durwood, as she puts it, and I have reconciled and are together, which that is exciting. I will just speak on Yvette's behalf, and she's not super stoked on it, so we'll just leave it at that and then kind of go into another segment of the show. but, yeah, so, I mean...
So that is the he that she keeps referring to.
Yes, because we do not give actual people's names. She started calling him my boyfriend, Durwood.
About 9 months ago?
Yeah, and
10 months ago?
For those of you that don't know, that is what the grandmother on Bewitched used to refer to her husband as. So... Which
it's always meant to communicate disapproval.
I always thought it was cute and it meant that it was sweet.
Do you remember how she felt about him? She'd be like, Durwood.
That's terrible. I thought that was, I did not get that from that at all. I didn't know that's why.
Yeah. Well, now you know.
Okay, anyway, I don't want to talk about disapproval. anyway, so back to, so we just did the full moon where, man, this year is gonna wrap up pretty quickly, and then
I'm excited.
I'm stoked. I've been wanting to write 2020 on paper for a really long time.
It's a new decade. That's fun.
I don't know about that, but my OCD is gonna fucking love writing 2020 for the next year. It's gonna be exciting.
All right. Yeah. Hindsight, baby. If you could go back and tell Autumn 10 years ago. Insight, advice. What would you tell her in hindsight?
in hindsight?
Yeah, what would you tell her to do differently?
I don't know. Even though things haven't been perfect, I don't think I would appreciate
you keep them everything the way they as are.
Much. Yeah, because I have a completely different understanding. I mean, I would change, if I could change anything, I would change Joey having died, but...
But can you, isn't there some piece of information you could go back in time and tell Autumn so that you create a world where Joey doesn't die? Dude, even if it's get his ass to the hospital way sooner.
Yeah, that would be awesome if we could force him to do that somehow. Or just, something along those lines, for sure. But, I mean, even with the difficulty of this last year and how insanely hard it has been, besides being able to change that in itself, that, again, that he would not have passed away, or over a year now, I have just a different appreciation for everything, just like I did when I was a kid again. Like, the smallest thing means
because now so you much realize how much you didn't know before.
Well, like,
and yeah, just
I was always a workaholic, so I always had a shit ton of money, and now smaller things like that matter to me more, not financial matter more, but like,
you just have like increased like perspective and awareness that comes from hardship.
And from losing someone, too, because I used to just feel like, oh, I'll see that person again for sure. And I just always had this thing in my mind where I'd convinced myself that that would death be, wasn't course, a
big deal.
That I just didn't even think, we're all so young and, like, you know what I mean? Like, and I got a wake-up call before that with, you know, our friend Serena Lewis was in a car accident, and then that was fucking hard. And I didn't find out for 2 years after she had passed away because I'd been touring, and that's when I was actually in Florida in that stupid mess. And I found out 2 years after she had passed away.
Yeah.
And it made it so much worse because I was like, oh, what the. You know, so I guess with loss, you just, with losing everything, because that's basically.
That's how it happens.
I literally cleansed my entire life of everything, just about. I'm really happy, though. Like, I'm really sad.
See, this is what I'm always telling you about. I'm like, no, you just need to acknowledge the dark side too and learn about it. And then actually you'll be even more happy because your happiness will be informed and not naive. And you're like, no.
But that's because you're always trying to tell me I'm evil or something. I don't know what it is. She's like, lately, what if this person did that? Would you kill them? I'm like, I don't know if I would protect someone. Yeah, but that's not evil. Ah, but you have it in you. I'm like, that doesn't make me evil. Stop trying to tell me I'm evil.
Everybody's like, got evil inside of them.
Yeah, she made me listen to this freaking interview where this guy explains.
My beloved Jordan Peterson.
Oh, yeah. That's
what it was. Yes, what was Peterson. It? Something about weak men was the interview. And then you were like, it was
about,
no.
Well, more about strong men.
Evil people are just evil. And I was like, but what about your fiance that passed away? Didn't he have some evil in him? Didn't he have the capacity for evil? And she was like, oh, word. And then suddenly everything clicked.
Yeah, and then you're like, what about Durwood? Yeah. What about that? Like, I wouldn't say. I mean,
are you telling me that he wouldn't take pleasure in torturing a sex trafficker?
Jerome. No. We're just gonna say every Jer kind of name.
Whether
we can
we're talking
the
about and the fiance or the Durwood.
I can't believe I almost slipped. I'm not very good at this not saying the person's name thing.
It's easy if you can just get it from a feeling place.
Yeah.
Durwood.
No.
Make the face that no, she made. What do you know?
Jesus. I don't, I mean.
Okay, he's gonna step up to the plate, and he's gonna exceed my expectations, and I'm gonna be like, I was wrong, and this is amazing.
It's true.
It's gonna be great.
It is, I'm telling you. It's gonna be the first time I was right and you were wrong. It's gonna be great. Hmm. I can't wait for that because it's been a long time coming.
I can't either.
But yeah, I mean, he's definitely got it in him to.
Yeah, will torture
not,
someone?
Well, he will not. I mean, I believe if he knew someone was being harmed for a long period of time, I think
sex slaves have you for 2 years. He finally finds them.
Finds me? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah
exactly. So it's in there.
I mean, he won't let any he's
just because your universe is anybody like sunshine and lollipops, and you get to exist.
I know he hates reality. Both of you guys are like, oh, I hate the fact that you always think everything's such a blah blah blah. But it's not like that, okay?
Yes, it is.
No,
I mean it's getting better finally, but that's only because you've had a really, 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 really hard year. Okay, so back to how to survive the holidays. Don't hang out with your family if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Or just have boundaries. Like, look, if Uncle Frank gets hammered, I'm out of there.
Oh my
and stick to those boundaries, right? What Uncle else? Frank. I like making gifts. I don't know. I actually like the holidays, even though I do have a certain amount of trauma and loss around the holidays as well.
Yeah.
So they are an emotional time, but I'm like one of those people that likes emotional experiences, whether they're positive or negative, although negative can get a bit much for me. But if it's just like mildly negative, I'm like, I'm alive. Like I can deal with that.
I'm alive. I still feel things.
But if it's like, you know, your universe just got like pulled the rug out from under you. I don't ever like that feeling. It's hard to find appreciation in those moments. But most of the time.
Yeah, I think it's really important to, I mean, there's triggers around the holidays and stuff, but just like, I don't know, I'm really determined to at least attempt to not allow something to be ruined based on something that's not happening anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like you take control.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be around a toxic situation. Mm-hmm. You can make your own environment. You can surround yourself with people that you do want to be around.
Okay, but if the fiance had died 2 days before Christmas, how would you excelsior that?
Well, he had waited and wouldn't go to the hospital partly because it was my birthday.
Right.
So my birthday's on the 6th. He didn't go until the 10th.
Right. So some people have that same sort of situation around the holidays.
And so it was his birthday.
Have you figured out how to excelsior it? Or is your birthday just a bummer?
I mean, I had great company on my birthday, but
okay, so that's a good point. Be deliberate about like cultivating an environment.
I was with
deliberately,
yeah, with Durwood and his sister on my birthday, and it was like I kind of at first wanted to go all out and go dancing like I normally would, and then I just I really didn't. I just kind of, and a good friend of mine, her birthday also is like right after, like that he had actually passed away, like maybe a week and a half after, and she just didn't even celebrate hers this year.
Mm-hmm. So maybe letting yourself not celebrate if that's where your head's at.
I mean, it's a holiday because we choose that day makes it a holiday, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you just opt out of it.
Yeah. I mean, if it's
If it's going to, I mean, we probably wouldn't have such a high suicide rate if some of more people were like, no, I choose no. You know, I'm just not going to. Like, I choose that person no. That would be like, I will make everyone beautiful presents and you will have gifts. Mm-hmm. And I will not give them to you because it's Christmas. I will give them to you because it is a new year. Right, but like, whatever it is, you know. Yeah. Like, but New Year's for me, I like, oh, New now Year's. That we're talking about that kind of thing.
What should we do for New Year's? You're going to hang out with stupid Durwood. I don't want to hang out with him. What should I do?
I'm hoping he's going to be here for New Year's. That'd be sad if we don't. If you're in a relationship and you don't do the
New Year's kiss thing?
Yeah.
You know what's even sadder? If you're in a secret relationship and you're right next to the person you want to kiss on New Year's, but you don't.
Have you had that happen?
Maybe.
Okay, well, that's where that came from then. I'm like, what in the hell? Where did that come from? I'm like, a secret one. Okay. Well, I did that together. One year. We had a bunch of people over when I lived in LA, and I might have already mentioned this, but they all looked at me like I was crazy because I'm like, here is your board, here is your glue stick, and there's a pile of magazines on the table. And they're like, what the fuck? I'm like, we're all going to make manifestation boards for the New Year's. We should do that. And then I had like little set place settings, and they each had a little white candle.
Oh my God, like this big. That's so cute.
And I like made Where this little
I?
Thing. Like,
I didn't go to this New Year's party.
Yeah, remember I told you about it, and I was like, I don't know if they're going to even like it. And you're like, I would love it. That would be amazing, and we would love it. So like, I had to like be the girl that like seemed all fucking pushy and bitchy to all these people that showed up, and the majority of these people were guys. They're like, I don't want to glue fucking shit on
I thought
shit
I was
going
to get to try to kiss you later.
Yeah, I was like, we are all doing this. And they're like, what's with the candle? I'm like, we are going to write all of the things we want to manifest this year That's to so happening funny. And burn them on our white candle outside at midnight. And they're like, okay. I didn't know that by coming and hanging out at your guys' house, that meant we had to do witchcraft and fucking make manifestation boards. I'm like, they're like, well.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm like, and it's going to be great. And the funny thing is that they That's got so fucking into it.
Nice.
That for hours, there were like piles of freaking cut up magazines everywhere. I have pictures somewhere. And we had like the most tough ass people in this room. And That's they're so like, funny. Dude, do you have a bee?
Yeah.
Like a cool looking bee, not a prissy one. You know what I mean? Because I'm trying to spell some shit out here. And I'm like, and they're like,
so
no.
Cute. I love that.
And they're like, boards were really good. And they're like, aww. I can't believe it. This one guy is like, I used to collage when I was in high school. Aww. Just for crazy shit. And he's like, man, this brings back memories. That's I should so collage again. And it's like one of those things that I'm like, welcome to the house. And this is what we're going to be. You know, it's not a paint and drink situation, but we are going to create Similar. And drink.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's super cute. I love that. Well, I'll probably be doing that by myself on New Year's. Okay. Maybe I'll go to LA or some city somewhere where I actually know human beings.
LA. I know we do have to go to LA again soon. There's a few different reasons. We have that interview thing that we got to hook up. We have.
Has he been going back to London or England? Wasn't that only a couple weeks?
No, he's still in LA. And then we have, just tons of stuff that we can't really talk about yet. But it's going to be exciting. Yeah. And then you guys will know way more about us at one point or another. Maybe a little too much.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Yeah. Well, you don't. You're drinking wine. After 2 glasses of wine, you guys can all thank me. And I was not supposed to mention the fact that we're drinking wine. I told myself I wasn't going to.
Yeah, I was going to say, why aren't you supposed to mention that? This originally was a wine drinking podcast, but then I got sick and I didn't want to drink wine. So.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, just do things around the holidays. Make your own freaking.
Choose your own adventure holiday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a perfect way of saying it. That's what that's, we should call
that's like
this
my
podcast.
Whole life. Choose your own adventure. I like that. That's cute.
Yeah.
I bet there's already a fucking podcast with that name, though. There's a podcast with every name. I met.
For the episode?
Oh, for the episode. Yeah, no, I'm still thinking about podcast names all the time.
She's not certain.
Some people love nerdacious behavior, and a lot of people don't get it. But they're probably not listening anyway, so I guess that's fine.
I don't understand how you couldn't get it.
I don't know.
And if you don't get it, then maybe you shouldn't be listening.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe it's just not for them anyway.
No, people get it for sure.
We're audacious and nerdy. I don't know.
If you can't take two words and smash them and understand what it means, I don't know how to help you with your life, okay? I don't know if anything. I mean, and honestly, what I spout off about is just my experiences. It's not me saying, you need to blah, blah, blah. But I'm just, if it helps one person, the shit that I've been through, then, man, it would make my day. So
that's nice.
Yeah, make my year, for that matter. And I think that we do that pretty good. I know that we get through to some people, so that feels amazing. Even if it's a few people that it actually resonates with, that's worth it. So, anywho, the holidays, I'm going to go ahead and talk to the people as if I'm not on podcast. Like, but I'm going to say, I hope everyone is enjoying the holidays and just try not to stress yourself out so much. I feel like every time, like weddings, holidays, every time everyone is just so determined for some perfection, you don't even get to enjoy what it is.
Or they have this idea in their head that, like, I don't like Christmas, I don't like weddings, and they have an idea, like an idealized failure almost, that becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
They're just full of stress, you know? Like, weddings are stressful. Fucking everyone's running around like crazy. Freaked out.
I like weddings.
But I hate weddings so much. I
planned 76 of them, so.
That's why I don't like them. We went over this before, but
I love them. I did get sick of cake eventually.
Ew, I hate cake.
I love wedding cake.
I'm not. There's not many things about it that I'm like, oh, I love that.
I
like being able to wear a pretty dress, but I don't want to wear.
Yeah.
But mine's like gonna be a hippie flowy dress. So I don't even know.
That's cool.
If that counts.
But. Yeah, that totally counts.
But I'm gonna be barefoot, so that's gonna be exciting.
That's fun. That's a fun twist.
That redwood spot. Anyway, it's gonna be great.
You gotta decorate it like Gab did her wedding with all those exactly stuff in the trees and stuff, all magical.
I want to also because the ground is actually in the, like, in the forest, I want to lay a shit ton of different flower petals.
Yeah.
Yellow, red, blue, indigo.
That's super fun.
So when in it, so not flower girls are not dropping them.
Mm-hmm.
The ground is covered.
Yeah, like I love that.
Yeah, that
that'll look super magical. God, I can't wait to plan my own fucking wedding. Someone make an honest woman out of me already. Although,
I don't think welcome back to another, to the second part of this episode. And I hope you enjoyed the commercial I will probably put there. I'm probably not going to do a lot of editing on this episode because it's very late. Anyway, Autumn, you don't want to talk about my desire for a three-way relationship? Is that what you're saying?
Go ahead.
No, we don't have to. It just came up during the break.
No, go ahead.
What were we just, how did it just come up?
Because you said honest.
Oh, that's why you laughed at the honest woman comment. I'm like, make an honest woman out of me. She's like, you with your eight partners. Not eight. So I explained to you recently that I think part of the motivation for the desire to have a triad relationship is my fear of death.
Mm-hmm.
Both mine and others. So it would be nice if there were three of you and one died. Oh, God, but can you imagine if, like, two died in an accident and then there was just one left?
I just watched a movie where her brother and her husband died in the same car.
Yeah, that sucks. That's very sad. My grandmother lost her dad and brother within a week of each other. I think they were poisoned by
Right. So that is why you want a trifecta.
Well, I'm thinking about it, but, like, honestly, I can't even find one person that I'm interested in kissing, so it's probably... If I could just...
Do you want to explain to the listeners what you mean by trifecta?
That? Is that what... I don't even know if I know what you're talking about right now. Do you want to explain to me what I mean?
What partners? Trifecta means of three.
Okay,
yes?
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
What of three are you doing?
Okay. I thought maybe you were going deeper than that, but you're not.
Not on this episode, I'm not pretty sure.
It could be me and a man and a woman, or me and two men. I don't think it could be me and two women. I think there has to be at least one man.
Yes.
And, like, I kind of want this, but I also, like, don't. So who knows what I want.
She does not.
she never really obviously does. Not. I mean,
the movie Savages, if I could just be Blake Lively in the movie Savages, that would be kind of great. Although, Ben is kind of a pussy, so honestly, you really only want a boyfriend you were going to say anyway.
That. And the Charlize Theron movie that she's obsessed with. As soon as she started talking about this, I'm like, have you been watching that movie?
No, that's a Woody Allen film. Vicky Cristina Barcelona with, well, that's just because he married his daughter.
No, it's because he's a fucking child molester. That's why I hate him.
Well,
and yeah, everyone in Hollywood's like, hey, thing. Let's just turn our head to it because he makes movies.
He makes great movies, first of all. This must be how Michael Jackson fans feel.
I don't think he was a child molester.
Oh, God. That's because you're a fan.
No.
Do you know people who, like, defended him on the stand have come out subsequently and admitted that they were lying and that he molested them?
What?
This one kid that, like, was this choreography, like, protege. That's what made me be like, yeah, no, he definitely molested those kids. Because he was, like, a pivotal part of his defense. You know, I worked with this kid. I never molested him. He worked with me. I never had a weird experience. And it's just, it's all very textbook psychology, which is what makes me think he had sexual affinities for children. So this guy doesn't feel bad about lying on the stand until he has a kid. And then he has, like, a fucking breakdown because he's like, oh my God, what happened to me wasn't okay. And if that happens to my kid, I'm gonna freak the fuck out. And that is just all very textbook psychology, that whole situation. I mean, all of it is, really. I think MJ probably did those kids. I'm sorry, guys. I mean, Thriller's great. And Louis C.K. is very funny. And Woody Allen is a wonderful filmmaker.
This is the most PR, like, present I've ever heard her in her entire friendship. Never heard her be like, but, you know. Usually she's like, fuck that guy, fuck him, I hate him.
She
will
even
recognize good talents, even in the bad people.
So Woody Allen probably shouldn't have married his stepdaughter.
That guy.
At least she. So when you say he's a child molester, at least she wasn't.
I'm talking about his other stepdaughter from the other marriage.
I don't know anything about
that. And she came out and said that she was being molested.
How old was she?
If I remember correctly, she was 9 when it started happening she was 12. And she started telling people.
What? How come I've never heard of this? Are you sure? But, okay.
It wasn't the girl that he married.
Really? Well, that's very upsetting because I love Woody Allen movies very, very much.
I hate him. So. And I hate.
Did you like Midnight in Paris?
No, I don't watch any of his movies. I can hate him.
Midnight in Paris doesn't even look like a Woody Allen movie that I thought maybe you would have accidentally stumbled onto.
I try to look at the director all the time, and that's the only reason why, because I hate him.
Wow. Oh, okay. No, this is all about Mia Farrow.
I look further. It's not the girl he married.
Oh, okay. accused by his adoptive daughter, Dylan Farrow. But no, this is the one people say that Mia Farrow
made it up.
Yeah, like put those ideas in the kid's head, which you could totally do.
And then he very just happened easy. To marry his that
the no, he married the other one first, or like got with the other one first, I think, and then she planted it in the smaller one's head.
No, this was before. This was before he ever got married, and her own mother at first would not allow her to make any kind of testimony. She had to wait years before it was allowed to go out.
Gnarly. Sad. Yeah.
And she told a bunch of Hollywood. She like has a book where she explains different people and names See, them.
No, it's
and
the reason the she assault names- is alleged to have taken place 8 months after Farrow learned that Alan had been having an affair with her adoptive daughter, Sunyi Priven.
Then there must be yet another. How many times was he married? We have to research this and get all back right. to you guys all because right. we jumped down rabbit holes and there's no telling how long that's going to take because we have to research. But I read a book that one of his stepdaughters had written. It was not one that...
I read a really funny tweet one time.
It wasn't the one that he'd married.
By his biological son.
And she had proof of it, too. Physical, she had like physical proof, everything. And she talked to people because obviously like those... famous people
Ooh, who are coming to the house. That is a fucking bummer, man.
You remember hearing, we just, a couple years ago, they like started talking about how many child molesters are in that world.
Yeah, but I love Woody Allen like a lot. does that make me a bad person? I don't know. I would be honored to work with him. And I feel very bad about that. If he ever diddled any children, because obviously that's very wrong. All right.
Definitely. anyway.
But if the accusation happened after the affair with, like, the recently 18-year-old, I don't know.
Let's just...
I'm like Dave Chappelle. Wait. What is it? He's like, I'm what's known as a victim blamer. If Rihanna's like, oh, Chris Brown hit me. I'm going to say, why? What'd you do?
Okay, that's not how I feel about it at all. I wouldn't. She,
That's it. I don't know. Okay, no. Obviously, Chris Brown beats the shit out of Rihanna.
Obviously, if cool. he has an affinity, like, a thing for his stepdaughters, which he obviously does because he married one, it's not hard to believe. And there's different people that but actually like, came
Banging a 17-year-old and banging a 9-year-old are so different.
Oh.
When the stuff with Sunyi came out, I want to say she was 18, but the picture was taken when she was 17.
We are going to come back to that because...
We're probably not. We're probably going to forget about it.
Let's hopefully...
I want to get an intern. I need to like write some emails to colleges. We need like a fact checker. Some social media guru, young person, some fresh blood.
I'm good at social media.
You are. You guys should follow us on your nerdacious behavior. I don't think you posted that second funny meme, though, that you were talking about earlier.
I saved it. I'm going to post it after we're done recording.
I'm just posting funny memes, sometimes pretty pictures.
It's whatever is...
Maybe I'll get drunk and post a thirst trap later. I don't know.
That could be a thing.
It's happened before.
It has, actually. It's still saved on our stories.
Is it?
Yes, it is. I already researched all those. So if you do follow us, then you will be able to see it for yourself.
You're welcome in advance. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Very welcome. that's funny. Anyway, just try and make the holidays what make you happy and make your loved ones happy too, of course. Like, mm-hmm. but good just smells. Good smells. Oh, yeah, that's great. Good smells are like a big thing for me. Mm-hmm. But don't be afraid to create your own kind of
traditions too.
Choose your own adventure.
I'm all about too. Something I do is I get a like we get an ornament every year that describes.
Got my pickle
like,
this year.
Yeah, she did.
Gotta talk pickle. About the Christmas pickle. Sorry, go ahead.
So like I've done this before, but it's like you get the. With your significant other, or
I've never done that. You're so gross.
Or like the, you know, what it is that reflected in that year. Mm-hmm. It could be, you get a ornament that reflects that, and mm-hmm. it's cool because then over the years,
I got a Darth Vader with a Christmas hat.
Okay, so I'm sure that reflects something for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Reflects you in general. That's a big one.
Slashing shit in half. He's got a lightsaber.
Yeah, he does. And I think you got one other one, too.
Yeah, R2-D2. Yeah. He doesn't have a hat, though.
Well, maybe robots don't like hats. I don't really know. But but that don't be afraid to make your own traditions. Like, holidays...
They should be a good time and just, like, try to make them a good time. And then if they're not going to be a good time, if you're like, nah, fuck you, but I've got this, like, gnarly trauma around the holidays, then, I don't know, watch movies to try. Watch Santa Clarita Diet. Yeah, bye-bye Christmas. Hello, Santa Clarita. I don't remember any Christmas in that. I watched all three seasons, and I'm watching it again. I've never done that with a show in my life. I personally think that show was not properly marketed, and it's Netflix's fault that it's not gone, like, absolutely viral. And this is, like, the first time I think I've ever been disappointed in Netflix, except for the fact that, like, I really miss Blockbuster.
Oh, I love Blockbuster.
Did you miss Blockbuster? I would work at a video store if I could.
I did. That was my first job.
I remember.
Yeah. Rocked that shit.
So good. Tarantino worked at a video store for, like, over a decade.
That's probably why he's so rad.
Mm-hmm. I think he wrote Reservoir Dogs and I want to say Pulp Fiction and what's that one he sold to Oliver Stone in order to make Pulp Fiction with Christian Slater. Christian Slater. And that trashy blonde lady.
Trashy blonde lady?
Oh, what? A True Romance.
What?
Yeah, it's written by Tarantino.
I didn't know he wrote that.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Or I'm just making shit up, but I think that's right.
All right. Well, I'm pretty sure.
This is why we need a fact checker.
You wouldn't even listen anyway. You'd still double check the fact checker. So,
you have to develop a relationship of trust.
Trust is earned, not given.
It is.
For the poor little fact checker. anyway,
after I check a bunch of facts and they're always right, I'll be like, all right, you're on your shit, kid. Good job.
Kid. Yeah, I'll just make sure she doesn't smack the intern on the butt and we don't get sued. You're like, good job!
Obviously, he's coming on to me.
Yeah, obviously. But yeah, just, I hope everyone enjoys their holidays. I know we're working on it. If you guys have any holiday traditions and something special that your family does that you think that would brighten other people's holidays as well, feel free to DM us at Nerdacious Behavior on Instagram or email
us. Yeah, we've actually been getting some DMs.
Yes. Which you said wouldn't happen, and I told
you. No, I said you would get emails.
Oh, and email us at nerdaciousbehavior@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for listening. I hope everybody's holidays are safe, wonderful, and full of more cheer than you ever had personally expected to receive.
Oh, yeah, Christmas miracles for everybody.
And happy wishes. We will be, of course.
Oh, and happy Hanukkah. We're in Hanukkah right now.
Yes, I love Hanukkah. Thank you.
I don't even know about Hanukkah. I do need.
Oh my god. Okay, so.
Jewish friend.
Oh my god. What? Yeah, we definitely. Exposure. Okay, I can teach you about Hanukkah. Holy shit. Okay. It's not. Okay. And it is a wonderful holiday. Holidays.
Holidays.
Holidays, yeah, exactly. I love
that. Oh, and this is also like some fun.
twin flame time, right? Some Flynn Twain time.
Twin flame time.
Like two glasses of wine. Right? Didn't you read, like, between the 8th and the 15th?
Yeah. Your twin flame is going to help you have a...
No, you'll be at a crossroads with the twin flame, right?
Yeah, you... Crossroads where you guys are supposed to... Basically, what everything else has been saying over and over and over and over, you're going to have clarity of a large decision in your life between the 9th and the 15th of this month. So be aware,
damn,
be open.
What day
to
is this? So today is the 12th. Mm-hmm. I don't have any clarity. I did have a dream about the person I think is probably my twin flame, and that was annoying. And in the dream, we were talking about how we don't dream about each other anymore.
Isn't that a new?
See, I, like, the most ridiculous dream. Yeah,
I think that's like
something
being like,
and then I woke up and was like, damn it.
That's because you did the cord cutting ceremony and you're like, this is done, and the universe is like, ha ha, hey,
it will never be done.
Guess what, even in your dream it's like, hey, why don't we do this anymore? But it's an oxymoron because you are
ha 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 ha. It didn't tell him though, and we used to tell each other like that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, you keep telling yourself that.
I don't know. I don't like miss him as bad anymore, so that's nice.
If you miss someone that much, there's a reason you shouldn't.
It doesn't matter. He's a fucking coward, so I can't do anything about it.
Coward?
Yeah, you heard me.
Wow, okay. Just a little curious, that's all. I don't... Yeah, you heard me. I'm like, okay. Yeah, so there's obviously some...
Yeah, if he wasn't a coward, we'd be living our best lives together.
All right.
He knows.
Why
that.
Is he a coward? Oh, never mind, I know this.
Just because he's never left the town where he's from and hasn't experienced anything and won't take any risks and isn't creating a life worth living. You know, that old hat.
Yeah, right. Well, that's important.
I mean, I love him and I want the best for him.
Definitely.
God bless everybody. I don't know.
Everybody just... All of a sudden, she's right back on that perfect BR. I don't know if this is like the perfect wine to give her, but this would make my life so much easier if this is the way it was all the time, because this is not normal. It's great.
You are just too much of a fucking fixer-upper. That's why you get so much of the wrath. But if you were walking in your alignment, if you remember from the brief moments where you choose to do that, I can be incredibly supportive when everybody else isn't.
That is true. And we're still... Anyway, so back onto the...
It's hard to watch, like, fucking train wrecks in slow motion, you know? It's really hard. I hate it. It makes me want to not ever be around human beings again.
And that PR thing I just said obviously didn't go over very long. But, hey, as long as it lasted for a little bit. But do bring joy to the holidays as best that you can for yourself and for others. But just... try and remember, it's only created to be some superficial materialistic bullshit based on the things that are shoved in our face. You choose. You know, don't be scared to be letting your family down if they don't have the most expensive whatever it is. You know, give them something heartfelt, and honestly, even if it's a child or a, you know, attitude filled jerk teenager, what they think they may not appreciate now, you know, they'll have more appreciation for later. So
maybe, I don't know, or they won't, and that's fine too. Like, not everyone has good taste, not everyone can see your magic. Like, it's all fine. My fucking nephews didn't say thank you last year. I made them gifts and I was so pissed off. And that is why little jerks aren't getting anything this year. And they're, like, in their 20s, so they should have known to say thank you.
What did you make them?
Lip balm, I think. And I think I think I just gave my nephew's lip balm. But it was like some heady, hippie, fucking beeswax. It's like the best lip balm. My cousin was like, I need more of that lip balm immediately. It's the best stuff I've ever used. I use it every day.
She makes amazing stuff.
Thank you so much. And
she makes amazing stuff. It's like heal you, freaking creams.
And all I wanted was like an acknowledgement. Even if it's like, hey, I didn't like your lip balm. Like, but they didn't. I sent the gifts and I didn't ever hear about them. And that pissed me off. So that's why I'm not getting shit ever again.
Alright. So, also make decisions to improve your future holidays. You do not have to.
Thank you to your aunt who gives you things. I don't know. Or don't.
Give gratitude to those you love. don't forget, with all the holiday stress, to not remind yourself daily what you are grateful for. And please hit us up with, again, any of the traditions that your family does that you would like to share. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. We'll be back next week with a new interview. The second portion of the interview.
If we get that figured out.
Yes. hopefully the second portion. Chris. Otherwise, we'll have another interview coming up. Or another great episode for you guys here before the immediate holidays.
Yeah. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy December, a happy full moon in Gemini, happy last full moon of the decade.
And have a good weekend, you filthy animals.